Hello and welcome to the podcast Going Down in the DM. I'm Delaney.
And I'm Maya. For today's episode, we just wanted to do a little catch up, let you guys know what we've been up to. It goes down in the DM.
Yay, so how have you been, Maya?
I've actually been really good, like better than I've ever been ever. What about you?
That's good. I've been good. Just, you know, online school is not for me, especially when you're going to a school that's not meant to be online. I don't know. Has it been hard for you?
I think it has, but I think it's been hard for me in like a different way. Like,
yeah.
I don't feel overwhelmed at work. I don't feel like behind on my work, but it is really hard for me to like get through each day. Like, even though I end class pretty early, I feel like just sitting here and staring at my computer for hours on end is very hard. And sometimes even like the same subject for hours on end, because, you know, some classes are super long and others are really short. So I don't know. I think that's been a challenge for me, but overall I do feel like I've adapted to it, and I kind of prefer like being able to be at home. But I am, when we get back to campus, I will be very happy.
Yeah, I would say the same about the workload. The workload is not hard at all. It's normal from any other year in school. But it's just, for me, it's very hard for me to, like, focus in class already. And so then when it's online and I don't have, like, any pressure to, like, focus at all, like, there's no one telling me that I need to pay attention.
Yeah.
That's where, like, I struggle, because I won't pay attention and then I don't know what's going on in the class. And yeah, that's just how it's been. And it's kind of sucky, but yeah, online school is not for me. And I need for Howard's campus to open up second semester so we can get back to, you know, normal.
Yeah, I hope we open up, but I just hope we do it in the right way, you know?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
I really don't want us to open up and then send everyone home in like a month.
Or no,
like
literally.
Open up, yeah, and like everyone gets the virus. Like, that would be so terrible, and I feel like that would just like prove everyone right who's like a hater, who wants to be no school. So like, I don't know, like, I feel like I'm doing okay with it, but it could be better, and I wish it was a person.
Yeah, definitely. I think that some schools have like shown that you can be like COVID friendly when bringing like college kids back to campus. Like, there are some schools that have a very low amount of like COVID cases, which, I mean, I think is great, because they're still open and it's October and they've been open since like beginning of August. So if Howard just takes the right steps, which they don't always do, I feel like it could be, we can go back to normal eventually, but who knows.
Yeah, I for sure agree with that. But yeah, other than like classes, how have you been just like in life, you know, just Delaney life? How are you doing?
I think I've been pretty good. I don't know. I just feel like I'm way different from when I've started quarantine, even from when we like started the podcast. Like, I just feel like so mature. Like, my wants and desires for myself are way different than they used to be. Like, I don't know. I guess, like, one example would be, like, I don't talk to really anyone on my phone, like, all day at all. Like, I'll text you sometimes. Like, we text sporadically, or maybe we'll FaceTime. But other than that, like, I don't text literally anyone. Wow. Like, it's just, like, me and my family. And it's not, I'm not saying that, like, oh, it's sad, I'm lonely. Like, I enjoy it. It's kind of, like, peaceful to just be, like, only worried about myself. And that's helped me grow a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that's a really big improvement for you. Because, like, that's how I am. I never am texting. And I feel like I remember you always texting. Or just always talking to
texting
someone.
Texting someone,
Wow, yeah, that's good to hear. Because that's how I've been, I feel like, for, like, you know, the past little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I really like it too, but I was going to say something so similar, just that I feel really different. Yeah. I don't know what happened these past like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but I feel like I've just like come into who I am.
Like, yeah, same.
I'm just like content, happy. I really don't care. about much, like, except for myself, my friends, my family, and, like, working mm-hmm. on, like, my dreams and whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel content, happy. I feel different for some weird reason that I don't even know how to, like, explain. Like, it's a good
I feel the different. Same. I feel like I'm the same, like, as I've always been, but I also feel just different. And maybe that's because, you know, we're growing up. I don't know. Like, maybe this is, like, you're stepping in more of into an adult version of yourself.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. I don't know.
I feel like that's what it is. And, you know...
Yeah.
I think it started for me maybe, like, 2 weeks ago. I filmed a video about, like, why I don't go on social media anymore.
Yeah.
And it's not going up for, like, a little bit longer, but I filmed that, like, 2 weeks ago. And the thing mm-hmm. that I was saying, I was like, oh, my God. Like... I can't yeah. believe you're saying this right now. But I was mm-hmm. saying things that were just, like, straight facts. Like,
yeah.
I said something that was, like, it was, like, how I follow a lot of, like, influencers and, like, people who are doing what I want to do on Instagram. And I was saying, like, what do I look like scrolling, watching them live the life that I want to live?
When you, like, could be them, like,
exactly, essentially. Like, put my phone down, stop scrolling, and go do stuff to get to that point.
Literally.
And I just basically preached that the entire video. It should be up now, so if you guys want to see it, at Maya Gordito on YouTube. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like filming that video just kind of changed my perspective and kind of made me realize, like, shoot, like, you got this. Like, you are aware of what's going on right now.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah, I also stopped going on social media, and that's helped me. I'm not, like... I don't want to, like, tell, you know, the people listening that, like, oh, don't go on social media because,
yeah,
obviously, like, I want to be an influencer. You want to be an influencer, YouTuber type person. So, like, obviously, social media is very important to me. But yeah. I just feel like when you let it control your life, like, I let it control my life in the past. And, like, comparing myself to others and, you know, just, like, doubting myself to uplift another person, that's where it got unhealthy for me, and that's why I had to stop. And when I tell you, I could not care about, like, I could care less, couldn't care, I don't know the saying, what is it, couldn't care less?
I think it's couldn't, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. I couldn't care less about what anyone posts or what I post or yes. what anyone sees.
Yeah.
And that's not, like, to say, oh, I don't like other people's posts. I just don't care. Like, you live that's your it. Life, and I'm yeah. happy for you.
That's exactly what I was saying, like, yeah. along the lines of, like, and it kind of took me until I filmed that to realize that, like,
yeah,
nobody was posting for Maya Gordito to see.
Literally.
Like, I only saw it because I was following you, but nobody mm-hmm. posted and was like, Maya has to see this. And I kind of yeah. just made the point that, like, if someone wanted me to know something, they would just text me. I'd be like, literally. Hey, I wore this super cute outfit. Look at it. But if you're mm-hmm. not doing that, like, I know you didn't mean for it, for me, myself, to see it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Literally. I feel like that was so weird to, like, realize, because, like, I feel like mm-hmm. we overplay our part in people's lives. And
oh, yeah, that's good. That's a good yeah. saying.
Yeah, and I think recently I've just kind of been like, I don't have to be that important to you, and it's totally yeah. fine, because I'm important mm-hmm. to me. And, you yeah. know. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I've, these past, like, 2 weeks specifically, I feel like I've, like, come into, like, who I am and just, like, realized things. I don't know. I've been pretty happy and just, like,
you know what it was? Chill. Yeah. What it was for me is, I don't know what it was. Like, we kind of talked about how, like, I went to go visit you in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, after that, I just came home and I was like, nothing else matters. Like, I don't know. I feel like when you have, like, a best friend, like, you have, like, a good family, good support, you just feel more fulfilled. Like, I don't really yeah. need anything else.
Yeah.
Especially when, like, you like realize that you yourself are the bomb. Like,
exactly.
I don't know, it's crazy, but I'm glad we've both matured and come into, like, better versions of ourselves.
Yeah, I feel like this probably is just, like, the growing up thing, but then I feel like I yeah. know people who are older than me who don't have adapted to this yet. Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know if this is maturing or if just, like, this is who I am, you know? Like, I don't know if this is a normal thing or if
mm-hmm.
this is just me, you know? I don't know.
I'm kind of glad that it's happened to us young because, you know, we could be 34 years old and still, like, being super immature and not ready to take on life.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that I can say that I'm 19 and I'm, you know, I consider myself an adult. Mm-hmm. I consider myself mature and I know how to handle pretty much any situation because I've been through different situations that, you know, yeah. have helped me grow and change for the better. So,
yeah.
Cheers to adulting at teenage years.
No, literally. Clink. Fake bottles.
Clinking our glasses through the screen.
Something I feel like has been different is, remember in the negative energy episode, we were saying how, like, I just don't care for, like, confrontation.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is still the case, but I feel like I've broken down why I didn't like confrontation. And mm-hmm. I think it was because I didn't want to say the wrong thing because I like to have thought out answers. And when mm-hmm. you're in like a, not a battle with someone, but you know, when you're just going back and forth with someone, I feel like you just say whatever comes to the top of your head. And I don't think that's really me. Like, I really like to think through and like, think about what I'm saying, reflect on, am I the problem? Well, you know what I mean? So I think that was the reason why I wasn't too like obsessed with having confrontation or really like caring to like, be like, no, that's not the case. But I don't know. I feel like now if I was faced with it, I think I would be fine to just say whatever I want to say. And I wouldn't look at it as like me being difficult or me being extra. I would look at it as like me just clearing the air, me just standing up for myself. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a big deal. And also, like, who cares if you say the wrong thing?
Literally.
It's fine. You can literally just clarify later.
Literally. Even you don't even have to, because I've come to the same type of realization just in a different way. Like, I'm a pretty like shy, like anxious person at times, and so I don't like take a lot of chances, or I won't speak up in certain settings, or I just won't do things just because I think that everyone's going to remember it and like look at me and worry about me. And so I'm just like, okay, let me just sit this one out. But no one is going to remember anything that you're saying, the way you look, anything you did, because they're more worried about themselves and how you're looking at them. So like for example, what you were talking about, confrontation, if you say something that like doesn't really make sense, I promise they're not even worried about what you said. They're worried about what they're gonna say back to you and if it's gonna make sense and if it's gonna go along with the conversation. So like I just feel like for me, I just need to, you know, practice you know, my individuality and confidence. Like, people, you're only as confident as you let people see, if that makes sense. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah
like
you're showing people how to treat you.
Exactly.
What I mean? If you walk into a room and you're like, meh, like, people are going to treat you like that. If you walk into a room and you're like, hey, my name is Delaney Buckner, like,
and I'm the coolest girl in the room. Everyone look at me. Then they're going to be like, wow, she's cool. Yeah. Like, but like, damn, inside you could be screaming and crying.
Yeah. Literally. I feel like that's why I wanted to like upgrade my style to something that was more like, excuse the language, like maybe like badass, I would say.
Yeah.
Like,
that's just more
like put together, because I'm like, that's who I feel like I am, but I don't always show that. And I'm like, I need to start showing it, because like, people need to start treating me how I treat myself.
Like, exactly.
And I don't blame anyone for how they've ever treated me, because I probably said it was fine, or I've probably made them think it was okay because I never said anything. So I don't know. I'm just really glad that we have, like, came to these, like, conclusions and changes. Mm-hmm. But also weird, because her and I haven't really talked about this previously.
No.
I feel like this is, like, the first time.
This is just both.
No, literally. I feel like this is the first time that we're, like, saying this.
Yeah.
I think that's crazy. But, like, twin flames, like,
yeah,
I told you guys.
Go watch that podcast right now.
Like,
but another thing I wanted to bring up, because you talked about style. That's, like, a little update. We both have, like, kind of recently just been like, you know what, let's clear out our closets and let's start fresh and pick an aesthetic that really represents who we are and, like, what we want the world to see and what makes us comfortable. And do you want to explain yours?
Yeah, so I don't really know what the name would be on it. I think we kind of titled it, like, New York streetwear chic. I throw the word chic onto everything because I love that word. But
but more like a luxury side of New York streetwear.
Like, like beige, black, whites, grays, no real color, you know, leather pants, high neckline, trench coat type outfits, like very like I mean
vampire-esque.
Yes. Treat me as such. I'm going to pummel my designer bag. If you guys don't know, I don't know if people know this, I am, like, obsessed with designer stuff. Like, it's kind of, like, an unhealthy addiction. Like, like, I will not buy paper plates. I will not buy dishwasher pod things. But, like, I will walk into Gucci and buy a bag.
Eco-friendly.
Just because.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just whatever. It's my thing. So, I don't know. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm going for nowadays. And I feel like that's going to evolve into, like, my adult life. And I feel like this is just going to be my style, at least for the next couple years. And what do you think yours is?
Yeah. Mine, I also don't really have a name for it. But definitely more of a vintage style in every sense. I don't know. I don't really want to tie it to one particular decade. But I guess most of the influence would be, like, the 70s, like early 80s sometimes. I don't know, the 80s were kind of a mess. I don't really want to delve into that fashion decade, but also I kind of like the 90s rich kid preppy look, like a crew neck and like khaki pants, or a crew neck and skater skirt, or like a little mini skirt and a sweater, like that type of look. But it's just getting there for me because I have a lot of ideas and I'm very indecisive. So it's hard for me to be like, okay, I want this particular style. But I like how I can just, it's my own style. I'm not really dressing for anyone else. So I can just, you know, wear exactly what I want when I want. Yeah. But that is a contrast between Maya and I, because she's definitely more of like a monotone, I guess, dresser now, like with this new style. Yeah. And for me, I want colors, like, I want patterns, I want, like, crazy pants, and, like, chunky shoes. I mean, you like chunky shoes as well, but, like,
I was gonna say, I feel like that's, like, the drastic difference between the two styles, is that, like, I feel like, for me, a lot of my things are having, like, basics, you know, like, one pair of really good black leather pants, or whatever.
Yeah.
But then, for you, it's more, like, having,
I want
like,
a piece.
You have to have many. Yeah, you have to have a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, these, like, plaid piece pants that you wear like every now and then because they're just so beautiful. I feel like that is the difference, and I think it's cool because like I feel like it really shows our personalities.
I do too.
And like, as much as everyone and even us, we're like we're like the same person. I feel like
I was gonna say that exact thing. That's so crazy. Anyways,
wow,
keep going.
It's insane. Like, I don't know, I just feel like as we like come out and we like show up on campus like in our desired fashion sense for that day, is gonna be like oh shit, like damn.
I feel like when people, you know, just see us around, they're just like, oh, that's Delaney and Maya. They're like best friends. They're like twins. But then when you get to know us, we're like so different, but we're also the same. And I don't know. I feel like that's why like I enjoy our friendship so much, just because we are like so different and the same.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just interesting. But yeah, I'm excited. I really want to do like a photo shoot of us like with our styles and worlds colliding. I don't know. Maybe one day, but
that'll be cute.
I'm interested to see how we look together when we can finally be together more than 3 days.
Yeah, we'll have to like pick an outfit where it's like similar colors but like our theme.
Yeah. Oh my god, then, that'd like, be so cute.
Maybe that could be our photo shoot for this podcast.
Yeah, should we do a photo shoot, guys? Comment down below.
We know we should, and like we want to. We're just waiting for the perfect time.
Yeah. Maybe when Corona's over, so you gotta stay inside so Maya and I can do a photo shoot eventually.
Thank you. If you want good content, stay inside.
What's another update? I don't even know what other... I was gonna say, like, relationships, but we both are not in that place to ever be in a relationship right now, so...
Yeah, no.
I don't know another aspect of life that we would update.
There's, like, a point we can touch on. I feel like, at least for myself, I think... If I wanted to be in a relationship, I think I'm in an okay spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel the same.
But I just 100% genuinely feel like a relationship would literally, like, mess up everything I have going on right now.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. But, like, see, it's kind of scary. Yeah. Because then I'm like, it's always going to mess it up. Like, I feel like I'm just never going
to
want.
Yeah. You can't have that mind. You just got to let, you just have to go with the flow. I feel like.
Yeah.
In that way, that's the only part of your life you're like, you know what? I'm not going to control this part. I'm just going to let it come to me. Mm-hmm. Which, obviously, that's advice that I need to take for myself as well. But, I feel like even 2 weeks ago, I was like, oh my God, I want a boyfriend so bad. Like, oh my gosh, I'm ready. I'm ready. I need one in my life. But then I'm like, I just can't deal with another person. Like, I just got, I'm having too much fun being mm-hmm. completely alone. Like, yeah. than to have like a whole nother person to worry about 24/7. Like, I got enough on my plate by myself. Yeah. So maybe in 10 years.
Like, I think about like high school sweethearts or like college sweethearts or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you make major life decisions with this person so in young. Mind.
Yeah, literally.
And we are really young. And I feel like right now, at least, I feel like I'm way too young to be making mm-hmm. life decisions with someone else in mind. Yeah, but like, I know myself. If I was to be in a relationship or have a boyfriend, no matter how much I told myself, like, don't make the choice based off them, I would. Just because you that's would. How I am.
Like, yeah. I feel like that's with anyone. If you really care about a person, you're going to revolve your life around them to make sure that they stay in your life. I heard life. It that time. Life.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't know. So, relationships, no update except that we are fine single ladies and we're happy this way.
Period. Catch us in, like, 6 months and watch us be like, oh, my God, we love him. He's perfect.
Oh, my
Just
God.
Just kidding. I'm not manifesting that for us.
Oh, no. Not manifesting. Oh, we can talk about manifesting.
Yeah, I was going to talk about October.
Yeah. Month. Okay, so.
October is a very special and, well, this October in particular is a mm-hmm. very special month for manifestations because we have. Mm-hmm. We had a full moon the first week or day. I don't know.
October 1st was the full moon.
And then we have a new moon, like, the 14th, 16th?
16th, yeah.
The 16th. And I don't know. I just feel like this month, the vibrations are high. The moon is in our favor. Mm-hmm. We need to take advantage of this.
Yeah. We posted it on our Instagram, actually, a couple weeks now at this point. But then also Halloween is a full blue moon.
And that's crazy and scary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically just
I
like
I hope a vampire comes one. And takes me away. Oh my God, that'd be magical. But yeah. If you guys aren't keen on manifestation, definitely check out one of our I don't know when it will be up by now. It goes up today actually when we're filming this. Our Power of Manifestation podcast, we talk a little bit about that and some tips and tricks on how you can manifest, which you guys definitely need to check out. Well, will this video even be up in October?
Yeah, I think so, right? The last week of October.
Yeah, maybe it'll be the last week, so hopefully you guys have been manifesting, but...
Yeah, we hope. Yeah. Oh, something I wanted to ask, which... You can comment on our Instagram, you can DM us on Instagram your answer, or, you know, put it in the reviews. But how do you guys like the guest episodes? Do you find them interesting? Yeah, do you prefer just Delaney and I going at it, having our normal talks? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you guys prefer? Because we were really excited to bring on guest episodes, and it's something that we want to continue doing, but obviously if our audience isn't loving it, we're
doesn't not like it. Duh, yeah. And also, if you guys, like... you know, have any ideas for us? I know, like, a lot of people, like, some of my friends from home, they'll, like, text me and be like, hey, you should do a topic on this, and this. And I'm like, okay. But, like, for the people who aren't my friends and they just listen to my podcast, or our podcast, if you guys have any ideas, like, DM us. We kind of want you guys to DM us more. Mm-hmm. That's what our title is, going down in the DM. Because we wanted to incorporate direct message and DM, so... If you guys would want to DM us, we would greatly appreciate it, and you might get featured in the show.
Yep, and we might like your message. I know you guys all want that. Ooh, a like from going down in the DM.
And you get a one-way ticket to being our friend if you DM us. So,
yep.
Period. Also, one more thing I wanted to add is We are on Apple Podcasts. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but we are on Apple Podcasts, and it'd be kind of appreciated if you guys would like leave us a review. If you like it, if you don't like it, just leave us a review so we could reach a bigger audience than, you know, like the people who are watching us now.
Of course. Yeah, we want everyone to hear this. We want everyone to be in the loop with our lives and just sit down and have some
Because everyone's dying to hear it, right?
Duh, because everyone's thinking about us, even though we just
all the time
cares about us.
We literally just did a whole podcast about why no one's listening to you, but we know that everyone loves us. Anyways, is that all you wanted to update them about?
I feel like
that's my life. My whole life is literally just school and me watching movies.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Harry Potter, baby.
Yes. I have to give the update. Guys,
update them.
I don't even know why I started watching it. Like, don't know why. But my brother and I were just like, hey, let's watch Harry Potter. I put that on. Mm-hmm. Guys, I'm obsessed. I finished.
It's so good.
All 7 movies.
Oh, don't tell me about the last 2 yet.
I won't. But like, actually, I do have a fun tip, though, about the last one. So when you're watching the 2 of them, pay attention to how like they cut the movie between 1 and 2, because they filmed it as 1 movie. They didn't film it with the intent of it to be 2. So the first movie, I guess like when they finished editing it, it was like 6 hours long, and they had to make it into 2. But like the first one, like, I can't really say without spoiling, but like just pay attention to how they like cut the movies up, because I feel like it's interesting. But I don't know. I'm just obsessed with them. No, I didn't read the books, but
I'm going to.
Yeah, I was gonna say I feel like I should.
Yeah, me and my little sister, we actually started watching Harry Potter, like binging the movies, like 2 months ago, and then we got to the 6th movie. And then it wasn't free anymore on my, like, cable company. Yeah. So we were just like, okay, I'm not going to buy the movies. So we haven't went back and watched the Deathly Hallows movie series or whatever. But my mom just ordered the 1st and 2nd book for my little sister. She's 8 and she wants to read them. And I'm like, you're 8. You're literally not going to read, like, that 700-page book. So I'll read it first.
I'll let you know. Yeah, well, which one's your favorite so far? Like, which one have you liked the most?
That's a good question.
You got up to the Half-Blood Prince?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we didn't finish the Half-Blood Prince.
Oh, okay.
So,
how far did you get?
It was, like, 2 months ago, but...
Oh.
Yeah, I just remember... I think it was the beginning of the movie. I think I just fell asleep, but I remember the train scene with Draco, because he looked Chef's Kiss in that. If you're on TikTok and you're on, like, Draco Talk, then you know what we're talking about. But,
yeah,
I just remember that part. But I don't know. I really love sci-fi movies. So, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was your favorite? I'm going to listen to your answer, and then I'll make mine.
I think it's the Goblet of Fire. I think.
Okay.
But here's That's my, 2? Like. Logic. That is... Oh, is that 2? No, I did not mean that one then.
It goes...
The one with
Sorcerer's Stone.
With
Harry Potter.
The one with Edward.
Oh, that was... yeah, that is Goblet of Fire. I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's Stone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What if we're completely wrong and we get, like...
We might.
Like, avid Harry Potter
fans are like, you are stupid!
Sorry, I don't know.
The first one... Loved it. Like, it was needed. You have to have the first one. Duh.
Yeah, I love the first one.
Yeah. Second one, I understand
That's
how
the
they
one...
all play into the plot, but, like, I feel like the second and the third, they could have been made into one, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there was a lot of filler scenes that they didn't really need. And then the fourth one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that the fourth one is the Goblet of Fire. Loved that one.
Uh-huh.
Don't really know how much that played into the plot, but loved it.
Yeah,
then,
they shouldn't have killed Robert Pattinson.
They shouldn't. Like, that was really sad.
I know it made sense, but it was just like, he would have took Harry Potter to the next level.
Yeah, he would have. Like, imagine him in that the rest of the series. That would have been crazy.
There wouldn't have been a Twilight, but...
Yeah, no. But yeah, I really liked the Goblet of Fire. And then I think Order of the Phoenix, again, I understand why they're made.
Which one is that one?
That's the one where like the Order of the Phoenix come and they like protect Harry.
And when he finally meets Tom Riddle?
He meets Tom Riddle in the first one. I mean, the second one.
Yeah, which one is that one?
Order of the second one, I think.
It starts with a C. Chamber of Secrets. Yeah, that I think that's my favorite one.
Oh, really? Yeah, that one's like, okay. Tom Riddle, you are fine as hell. Why did they make him look that cute?
Really? Oh, my God.
I thought he was cute.
Any white boy that's, like, kind of evil is like, oh, my God.
No, literally. But, yeah, I mean, I ordered a sweatshirt that says Hogwarts alumni. And
oh, my God.
I'm going to get a Slytherin sweatshirt because I think I would be in Slytherin.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would.
I think you would definitely be Ravenclaw.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't even really know what Ravenclaw is. They didn't really go into that, but I don't know. I think I'd be Slytherin.
See, I took the test, and I was actually Gryffindor. I'm not even going to trip.
Oh, I took it, and I was Slytherin.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, but aside from just the test, would not be friends. I think I am. Yeah.
I was like half Gryffindor, half Ravenclaw, but I would choose Gryffindor if they gave me a choice. But another movie series that I started watching, which I kind of want you to watch because I feel like you'd like it, is X-Men. And I'm watching all the movies in order, not in the order that they came out in, the order that, like, the comics.
How many are there?
There's hella. There's, like, 12, I think. Oh, some crazy number like that. But I stopped watching at, like, the 2001 just because it's 2001. And, you know, watching the movies in chronological order, there's a lot of facts that they missed in, like, the older movies because the newer movies are when they went back in time. But, like, the movies from, like, 2014 all the way up to 2019 are so good.
Okay, maybe I'll sit down and watch it.
And Logan is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, really? I understand.
The Wolverine movie. X-Men Wolverine. That's my favorite, one of my favorite movies. But, yeah.
Wait, big news.
Oh, okay.
The new Spider-Man.
With who?
I don't know if you guys are obsessed with Marvel. The new one. It's with Tom Holland. Oh, it didn't come out yet. Yeah. Like, they're filming it. But the two past Spider-Mans. Don't remember the names. But the other ones.
Yeah.
They just signed their contracts to be in Spider-Man 3. And
really? Wait.
Yeah, the premise
I'm confused.
The premise of the movie is like Into the Spider-Verse. And you know in the cartoon how there's like multiple Spider-Men?
Yeah.
So, if what I'm reading is true, Jamie Foxx also signed on. So what I'm assuming is that it's going to be another Into the Spider-Verse type thing, and all of their, like, main villains are going to come back, and they have to fight the three together. That's going to
be so cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that. But I'm also, I know we just talked about Marvel, but I'm low-key a DC girl, so I'm really excited for the new Batman with Robert Pattinson and Zoe Kravitz. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
Oh, Zoe Kravitz, isn't it?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
His I don't know who she is in the movie. Like, I don't really know DC. I don't know the storyline, but that movie looks so good. I don't know. Oh, cool. Robert Pattinson is going to kill Batman.
Oh yeah, for sure, cuz he's already like depressing. So like
no, literally.
He's but I don't know. We love movies. We are obsessed.
Wait, there's one more question I want to ask movie related before we go. I know we kind of went on a tangent.
It's okay.
Give your ideal Divergent storyline. What faction are your parents from? What faction would you choose, and would you be Divergent?
Okay. I feel like I would come from a Kander family. Is that the business one?
No. Abnegation. No. The business one, Kander is like the lawyers and stuff.
Okay, I'll be in that one.
Okay.
I feel like I might, like, come out, like, be born into that one just because I feel like, whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't see my family fitting in any other ones. But then, I feel like I would switch to Dauntless. just because, like, fun. But I am convinced that I'm divergent.
See, like, yeah, I agree. Think I'm divergent, too. Yeah. And that's not just saying, like, oh, because I want to be, like, Beatrice. No, because I'm actually special and divergent. But I think, okay, so I think my mom would be, I don't know, I thought about this for a long time for some reason. I think my mom would be, like, born in abnegation, but choose Amity. And I think my dad will be born in Candor and choose Amity. So I think I would be born into Amity or something like that. And I think I would choose Dauntless. And then I would obviously be Divergent, so.
Yeah, duh. And then that's where you and I would meet, because we're both Divergent.
Yeah, and then they would, and then I would get Theo James. I don't know who you would get. You can have my, you can have the Beatrice's brother or whatever.
Oh, no, no. I'll just be single, it's fine, until someone else comes along. Okay, wait, I have one more movie question. Like, one more last one. And it goes back to Harry Potter. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just in love with it. Okay, if you could be any of the, like, we'll say, like, six characters, we'll do, if you could be Harry, Hermione, Ron, Draco, or, like, the twins, like, which of those would you want to be and why?
Okay, so.
And, like, take the gender out. Like, doesn't matter what the gender is. You could just be any of them.
I would definitely choose Hermione. I love Hermione. I relate to her so much. But then I also took, like, the main character quiz. And they told me, like, one of my top, like, to see if, it was the quiz to see if you were the main character or not. And, like, one of my top people was Ginny Weasley. So I was like, I also relate to Ginny just because, I don't know, I just feel like she's, like, not in the mix, but she's always a part of it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. But she can also leave at any time because she's not, like, a main. But I also relate to that girl who is, like, very intuitive and she, like, sees ghosts. Yes, Luna. I relate to her a little bit. But I don't really know, like, how her story ends, so I'm not gonna say.
It doesn't end any bad way. He's just a person.
Also, I'm mad that Harry and Hermione had never had a love interest. That broke my heart.
Yeah. Well, wait till you get to the last two. It's something crazy.
But I've seen the last two. I just don't remember them. But I never remember Love Triangle. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. It's not, like, a crazy one. But, like, there is, like, a hint at it. I don't know. I feel like I would just be Hermione. Because Harry, I don't want to fucking be that. Like, I don't want to do all that.
Yeah.
Ron. That's a lot. I feel like Ron's my brother. And then for me to be Hermione is weird because, like, they end up dating. But here's my thing. I think I would be Hermione, but I would date Draco.
See, if I were to picture you in Hogwarts, I would see you as, like, someone in Draco's inner circle. Like, not related to, like, Harry or Ron or anyone like that. You're you're, like, one of them. Like, the part that I was talking about on the train, he's, like, sitting at a table with, like, a girl and a guy, and it's, like, them three. I'd be like, you would be that girl. Yeah, but I saw a TikTok, like, dissecting Draco's character, and he doesn't have the capacity to be a boyfriend.
Yeah, but I feel like I could get him after he's done, like, with being a Death Eater, like, once he's over that, and his parents, like, run away with him. I feel like then I could get him, because I feel like he's, like, so fine. I mean, he's ugly now. But, like, I feel like he's so fine. He has a little evil side to him, which I like.
Yeah.
He'll probably sit there and be like, Maya, you're, like, the best woman I've ever seen in my entire life. But he wouldn't mean it in, like, a girlfriend way. He would mean it in, like, a legit, like, everyone's below you way. Yeah, like, you're
an amazing woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, like, my gosh. Yes. He'd be like, tell me more.
No, and he'd be so, like, oh, and then he'd also be like, I will kill that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if someone's,
I love,
like,
the boys, the characters that are mean to everyone, but, like, nice to that
nice
one
to the
girl.
Yeah, I feel like that's the vibe I would get for him. And, like, it's really sad. I know we're talking about Harry Potter a lot. I'm sorry, guys. But, like, it's almost heartbreaking to me. I know I'm sounding ridiculous. It's almost heartbreaking to me that I can't live it in real life.
Maya. Yes. When I watched Harry Potter for the first time when I was like 12. So mm-hmm. I missed that window of believing that when I was 11, I was going to get chosen for Hogwarts. Because if I would have watched it when I was younger, I definitely would have been like, okay, well, I'm just waiting for my turn on my 11th birthday. They're going to come get me. Yeah. But, like, after watching even the 6 movies that I've watched, it's so sad that it's not real. Mm-hmm. Like, they literally created a whole new universe that everyone would enjoy way better than what we have today. Like, I don't think there's anything on Earth that could compare to what Hogwarts has.
Yeah, and I don't think I've ever felt that way about a movie. Like, I feel like for mm-hmm. a brief period of time, I thought about, like, doing that with The Hunger Games. But then I'm like, I don't really want to do that. Like,
yeah, The Hunger Games is kind of very scary.
Yeah, like, I would be scared. But I feel like if I went to Hogwarts, I wouldn't be scared. Like, as long as they killed mm-hmm. Voldemort or whatever. Like, he's not in the story.
Even if he was alive, I feel like I would still be so safe under Dumbledore. I don't know. I find peace in Dumbledore.
But then, like, if you're at Hogwarts, like, you would be in that final battle. So, like, there'd be the chance to die and you'd have to fight for your life. But, like, if all of that passed, same actors. No, they're not actors. They're real people. Same people.
Yeah.
Everything. And if I could go in there, I would be so happy. But, yeah, it's just really heartbreaking to me that it's not real and I can't actually go there.
I feel like if I was, like, if COVID, like, clears up and we're, like, allowed to travel again and I went to Universal.
Oh, yeah.
And I would literally lay on the floor in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and just cry and be like, make it real. Like,
yeah, and that was also something that was cool because last time I was in Florida and we went to Universal, mm-hmm. I wasn't like this with Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And we obviously went into the two parts of it and there's, like, a train that connects the two lands. And on the actual train, I was like, oh, this is cool. But, like, I didn't understand the, like, authenticity of it because I never saw the movies. Yeah. But now after watching them, I know for a fact, like, I'm going to force my family to stay there for hours.
Yeah.
Like, all day. And
you need to see everything.
I'm going to wear my Hogwarts alumni sweatshirt. Yeah, and I'm going to be in my presence. And I hope, like, Draco comes and I hope he's, like, come through this door and you're in Hogwarts, like, for real, for real. And I'm going
to
go through
it. Yes. I need Hagrid to be like, Delaney, I need you to come with me. Yes.
Yes.
Run through this brick wall.
Yeah. I'll and I'm going to text you and be like, Delaney, it's real. And that's all I'm going to send. And then I'm just going to keep it moving.
And I'll be like, you B word, please come pick me up.
Yeah. And I'll be like, I'll try. I'll send my owl.
Oh my God. We can all be British and happy and magical.
I know.
But this just goes to show how much mine I can literally talk about anything.
Anything. Literally anything. But next time that we're together, we need to have a marathon watching them.
Okay. So. I'll probably cry because we'll never get to go to Hogwarts, but
yeah. See, I'm just going to rewatch them. I'm probably going to rewatch them, like, maybe tomorrow night I'll start. Kind of busy.
Okay,
night,
I think I'm going to finish them.
Okay. Well, yeah. God. If you it do, breaks let my me heart. Know, and I'll tell you if I restart it.
Okay.
Okay. Yay. Well, thank you guys for listening. We just kind of wanted to talk, ramble. I feel like we should do this like once a month because we're kind of always
if you guys
changing.
Would like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know.
I feel like we need to choose a new lifestyle every month. So mm-hmm. this would be perfect to let you guys know. But thanks so much for watching. Going down in the DM. I appreciate it. And yeah, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day or night or morning or whenever you're listening to this.
Yep. And don't forget to leave us a review on mm-hmm. Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars and write us a really good review so we can get into the charts. But thank you guys for listening.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.